This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Obviously, the conversation about Younghoe Koo has not been fun this week and parts of this season. Come on, like Falcons. Kickers opponents can't miss one, like just try to make Younghoe look even worse. Like, what's going on here?
It's ridiculous. I mean, I you know, sit in the press box or watch on TV if they're on the road, and you know, I see them make these kicks, and it's like, of course. And the thing that really gets me, guys, it's not just that their opponents are 24 of 24, it's that they're a perfect 9 for 9 from 50 yards, they're 4 for 4 from 56 plus. I mean,
that's insane.
It's a little ridiculous. It is on, you know, the far end of the unlucky spectrum for the Falcons. But I do think that that's why it makes the Koo's misses, you know, all the more rage inducing, because it feels like that doesn't happen in the other direction. And it's not that it just doesn't feel like it, it actually doesn't happen.
Let me ask you this about him, because they've said all the right things, as they of course are going to do as it relates to Younghoe Koo. But do you know, when you look at them say it, when you look in their eyes, or can you read between the lines, like are they really they're fine, like he's been great, he's going to be great again, or is there any like kind of lingering underlying concern?
Well, I don't think that they think they would say that he's been great. They say that in, like, you know, his career, he's been amazing for this organization, all that kind of stuff. You know, I don't think in the building that there's any kind of debate that it has been an underperformance, a slight underperformance, I guess you could say, but an underperforming year for Koo. Having said that, you know, he's made several key kicks this year for the team that sent them to overtime or won games at the end. So there's also been some of those clutch kicks that he's become known for. But yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, he's just struggling a little bit. And I think that whenever you're talking about the situation with a kicker on a team, there's always a sense of trepidation that I think, like, the leaders that who are talking to media have, because you don't want to lie. You don't want to not acknowledge the issue, but at the same time, obviously it's such like a psychological thing for kickers that you don't also want to kind of like bring more attention to the misses that, you know, puts more pressure on themselves, that they know that Younghoe is putting a lot of, you know, stress on himself and pressure on himself to make the next kick. And so it's just that fine balancing act of, like, it's like a psychological experiment of, like, trying to, you know, give the guy confidence throughout all of this stuff. And I will say, you know, I actually talked to Younghoe several weeks ago about his actual kicking technique, and I feel bad because I feel like ever since then that's when we've seen the worst of it here in these last few weeks.
But we got to the bottom of it.
But it is interesting. I mean, he was talking to me about how he does have like the narrowest approach angle in the league, and that's kind of been something. And he told me like he's a golfer, and like very much like a golfer who kind of tinkers with their swing to try to, you know, make the best contact possible. That's what he does with football as well, and he plays a lot of golf too, so he's very familiar with that kind of thing. And you just hope that kicker, he can go back to the drawing board and figure some things out.
Damn kicker! Talking about, I play a lot of golf. Damn kicker! Yeah. Hey, JP,
you want to be? He'd prefer to keep playing golf instead of going fishing, right?
Oh, okay. Sure. Yeah, that's true. Hey, JP, what's going on with the injury? I saw Dalman possibly could be back. Troy supposedly injured himself in the last game. Where is this team at as far as who you think is going to be in or out?
Yeah, the injury report yesterday was interesting because they didn't actually have a practice. They did their walkthrough, which they did last week as well.
Oh, hell.
And so this was an estimation, but it was...
Here we go again.
So it was an estimated report, but right. It was kind of shocking. We knew that guys like James Smith-Williams and Daquan Graham went down with injuries, but also to see a guy like Charlie Warner pop up on the did not participate with concussion, Dee Alford on a did not participate with a hamstring, and Antonio Hamilton Sr. on a did not participate with a pec. Never want to see the pec injury, which is what Daquan Graham has. And I do think that just reading the tea leaves on this, I think that he's going to be on season-ending IR. That's just how it looks to me. But then you've also got a lot of guys who are limited, like Kirk Cousins with a right shoulder and right elbow. I believe it was on one of those sacks he took where you could really see his arm kind of get crunched when he coughed up the ball there. So still feeling the effects of that. Again, these are limited participant guys, so it's not too worrisome. But again, Mike Hughes, he's on there with a neck. He had a bad neck injury when he was in college, and you hope that that's not some sort of re-aggravation with that. Zach Harrison limited with an Achilles. Again, we saw Grady have that last week. Maybe they're just being careful with it, but you never like to see Achilles on the injury report. So some issues there. Will say there is some good news, and you pointed to it, Randy. You know, Drew Dahlman was a full participant. I frankly thought he would be back last week. I asked Raheem Morris about him yesterday, and he did say that, you know, they were optimistic about him last week. Ultimately, they decided to hold him out. He will be the starter for this team when he does come back, and he is once again optimistic that he will be back this week. I would fully expect that to happen. And then, Lorenzo Carter, of course, coming back from his concussion. He was, you know, they activated him on the 21 days to activate list or whatever that designation is. So looks like he could be back probably after the bye. I would say that he probably still gets held out for this one, but looks like he could be back soon to get some needed bodies there on that defensive front.
Smoke and Joe Patrick joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy talking Falcons ahead of the Falcons-Broncos game this Sunday afternoon. Of course, they're asked about it every single week. They give different answers about it every single week because it hasn't gotten better any week. But what have they said this week about the pass rush?
Yeah, you know, Jimmy Lake will speak here in a little bit. You know, there's been kind of some conversation about a presentation that he gave to the team in the team meeting, a video presentation,
like
I guess.
Like which a PowerPoint?
Was, Jesse. No, apparently this was videos, and okay. It was about them needing to, like, start faster and kind of, you know, basically throw, quote-unquote, like, throw the first punch in the fight, which I thought that they really did not do against New Orleans. I thought that the Saints came out ready to play, and the Falcons did not on either side of the ball. I thought the Falcons eventually got there, but they put themselves in a hole by kind of just not being ready for that intensity that the Saints brought to that game. And apparently, according to Jesse Bates, they were showing some, and this presentation included some video footage of famous UFC knockouts and boxing knockouts, potentially like early knockouts of guys just coming out, not being ready to fight and against somebody who is. Mm-hmm. And so hopefully that motivates some of these guys. But as for the pass rush, I mean, there are no good answers. There are no good answers I can give to a Falcons fan about this. Like, I don't really see it getting noticeably better. And, you know, Matthew Judon has also come out and said something about, which I did not hear him say, but I saw this printed, which is basically that, you know, they're just trying to do their assignments. I would say that if you read between the lines of what he said, you know, there is some maybe frustration with the scheme that's in place when you've got a guy like Matthew Judon himself dropping off into coverage so often. I know that has frustrated some former Falcons, or at least one former Falcon pass rusher who's been watching these games closely here these last few weeks. So, it's not a healthy state. You hope that – I would give – the glimmer of hope is you get to the bye, and you then that's when these coaching staffs are really – able to kind of self-scout and reassess what they're doing. And who knows what could happen. Maybe even, you know, Raheem potentially, you know, take more of control on that side of the ball if things aren't improving to his, you know, to the level that he expects. So we'll see what happens. But it's going to be another difficult game for this pass rush against a Bo Nix quarterback who can run with the football and also just kind of gets rid of it quickly and doesn't give you that many opportunities to bring him down.
And that was going to be my question. Because of his ability to be able to move around, I mean, how much harder is that going to be? But I'll go back to, you know, go back to last week. Was there, like, when you were watching the game, JP, and you're watching this first half, first quarter between the team, and they talk about flat and all those different things. Is it good New Orleans or bad Falcons, or is it just how flow of a football game goes?
I'd love to hear your perspective on it. I thought it was bad Falcons. Falcons had no business losing that game, honestly. And I think that it's their worst loss of the season, despite the fact that they only lost by three.
Right.
That Saints team was just so depleted with injuries. I mean, you look at that wide receiver group, there was nothing there. Like, Marcus Valdez-Scantling was really the only one who had any kind of, you know, decent measure of NFL experience, and he goes off for, you know, over 100 yards and touchdown, and you've given up a big play to Taysom Hill on the first play of the game. Like, you have to be aware of him, because they don't have anybody else on that offense, really. It was like him, Alvin Kamara, and Marcus Valdez-Scantling that you got to keep tabs on, and it was just disappointing. To me, it spoke to a Falcons team that kind of, you know, didn't really respect that Saints team, maybe as much as they should have, or you know, maybe they had good reason not to respect them given what they had on the field, but certainly they didn't play up to the standard that they should. And it feels like it's a recurring theme with this team, is that they just tend to play up to their competition and play down to their competition. Yep. And obviously, if that's kind of your what you do, then you're not going to have sustainable success in this league.
Be honest, Joe. You cover this team as well as anybody does, better.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Actually, did you know Marquez Valdez-Scantling played for the Saints?
Be honest, Joe.
No, I had no idea he did. Yeah, I would have thought he's still, like, you know, riding, you know, in the reserves for the Chiefs or something at that point. I had no idea.
I didn't either. We all found out, though, didn't we? I don't think the Falcons knew he played for the
That's
Saints.
That's for sure.
It was like he was in the end zone, and they called his name out, and he was spiking the ball.
Yeah.
We appreciate it, as always.
Appreciate
Thank
it, JP.
All right, thanks for having me on, guys.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.